Good afternoon, and welcome to Ferreycorp's third quarter 2020 webcast conference call. All participants will be in a listen-only mode. You may submit online questions at any time today using the window on the webcast, and they will be answered after the presentation during the Q&A session. Simply type your question in the box and click Submit Question. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Rafael Borja of iAdvise Corporate Communications. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, and welcome everyone to Ferreycorp's third quarter 2020 earnings conference call. Presenting on behalf of Ferreycorp and joining us from Lima, Peru, are Mrs. Mariela Garcia, Chief Executive Officer, and Mrs. Patricia Gazelmendi, Chief Financial Officer. They will be discussing Ferreycorp and subsidiaries' consolidated results per the press release distributed by the company on Wednesday, October 28th. If you have not yet received a copy of the earnings report, please visit www.ferreycorp.com.pe to download a copy, where there is also a webcast presentation to accompany the discussion during this call. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that today's call is for investors and analysts only. Therefore, questions from the media will not be taken. Please be advised that comments made today by Ferreycorp's management may contain forward-looking statements which are subject to various conditions that may differ materially. For a complete note on forward-looking results, please refer to the last page of the quarterly report. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mrs. Mariela Garcia, Chief Executive Officer of Ferreycorp. Mariela, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafael, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to Ferreycorp and Subsidiaries webcast conference call, and thanks for joining us and for your interest in the company. Today, we will review a brief presentation, which is available in our website, to discuss main highlights and the company results for the third quarter and first 9 months 2020, according to the financial statement published last Wednesday. Let's start with slide 4, where I will begin with a brief introduction. My introduction is related to COVID-19 and business update. Ferreycorp's three-quarter results show the gradual recovery of operations and income in line with the economy reopening and moderate reactivation. As we informed before, the return to operations since May was executed gradually because of the challenge of returning all of our workers to their positions, especially those assigned to mining operations, combined with the same challenge faced by our clients. They too had to organize their operations, and therefore the requirement of our products and services returned gradually as well. As of today, we have approximately 60% of our employees working physically in our facilities or customers' locations, and all others on roles that can be performed remotely, like commercial functions, supervisors, and back office support, is working from home or in a combined scheme. Let us reinforce that Ferreycorp is actively pursuing business continuity to serve customers while taking measures to protect the health and well-being of our employees. As a result, revenues have been gradually increasing too. Sales for September represented 90% of pre-COVID levels. The main economic sectors that contributed to reach this result were mining and construction, that represented 43% and 25% of total sales, respectively. To date, activities related to mining operate at 75% capacity, while activities related to the construction sector operate at 55% capacity. Management has continued to focus on A, keeping contact with customers and strengthen the relationship. B, frequently reassessing the business environment and outlook for months to come. And finally, preserving business continuity by controlling expenses, assuring access to cash and working capital management. Now that economic activities were reopened, our focus is to continue to develop a strong and efficient coverage in order to detect all the market opportunities, keep our high market share, and recover profitability. For example, I would like to point out an event our company, the Taker of Cat Business, executed last week, both in Peru and in Central America, which is the Cat Life Festival that we organized jointly with Caterpillar, and where we digitally met with a large number of customers and generated or reconfirmed leads for almost 300 million soles that will be followed up in next weeks, and we are optimistic that several sales will be closed based on those leads. Still, we remain cautious and we will keep monitoring all the variables from the country that can impact our forecasts and projections. We are optimistic about the future of the Peruvian economy. We're expecting more activity related to infrastructure creation and maintenance, both at the local or national levels, led by reconstruction and stimulus programs in some regional governments. And also higher investment in mining, encouraged by metal prices that promote projects developed to start in 2021. Before finishing this introduction, I would like to mention also that, as we informed last Wednesday, the board, in accordance to the powers delegated by the shareholders' annual meeting, agreed to pay the outstanding cash dividend in the amount of 73 million soles on account of the total amount of dividends approved for 146.9 million. This payment equals to 7.6 cents per share. And the board agreed that November 16 is the record date and the December 4th it will be the payment date. Please now turn to slide 6 of our earnings presentation to discuss financial highlights as of September and then for third quarter 2020. During the first nine-month period, consolidated sales declined by 26% compared to the same period 2019 and amounted to 3.2 billion soles, reflecting the full-scale impact of the operational halt and subsequent recovery following the resumption of our commercial activities. Likewise, the corporation continued to maintain a high gross margin of 25.2% compared to 24.1% reached as of September 2019. In this case, benefited from the sales mix where spare parts and services amounted to 48% of total sales, and also benefited by the FX loss recovery that had an impact in the margin of 1.4%. Recovery of FX loss through a higher gross profit has been for 43 million soles in these 9 months. Higher margins, however, was not enough to offset reduction in sales, and therefore both gross profit and operating profit showed a decline following the decline in sales. Thus, operating profit was down 43% to 222 million soles, since lower gross profit couldn't be offset, as I mentioned before, completely by the reduction in SG&A. SG&A expenses amounted to 600 million soles, and as a percentage of sales, increased to 18.7%. I think I don't recall a similar percentage before, from a 15.3% as of September 2019, even though they show a reduction of 9% or 60 million soles. It is worth noting that the company has taken several measures to reduce expenses such as maintenance, consultancy, travel expenses, events and advertising, freight, training, and also some fixed contracts with personnel that came to an end and we didn't renew in line of the lower economic activity. Reduction in expenses also derived from the recording of vacation period from our personnel and a voluntary reduction in salaries. As stated in previous calls, we are committed to a 100 million soles reduction in SG&A expenses throughout 2020. Financial expenses year to date amounted to 74 million soles and increased by 2% compared to similar period last year as a result of the average debt that increased by 8% during the first part of the year, mainly driven by the strategy of the corporation to privilege liquidity. But was offset by a lower average cost of debt that went from 3.85 as of September 2019 to 3.51 as of now. Year-to-date results were also affected by 105 million soles FX loss, which impacted the bottom line and resulted in a 31 million soles net profit. It is worth noting that FX loss recorded has a temporary effect in net income since it will be recovered when the inventory registered in real soles will be sold in dollars at a higher exchange rate. As of September, as I mentioned before, recovery has been already for 43 million soles and inventory reserve is above 60 million soles for the months to come. For the first 9 months of the year, EBITDA amounted to 361 million soles and fell 34% compared to EBITDA reported in the same period last year, affected, as has been explained before, mainly by lower sales an impact in operating profit. The corporation reported 11.3% EBITDA margin. We have seen an improvement in EBITDA through the months. Average EBITDA in first 2 months this year before COVID was 52 million soles. It came down to 17 million soles in May, rose to 41 in July, and to 56 in August, and 63 in September, surpassing COVID, pre-COVID levels. Let me now mention comparisons third quarter this year to third quarter last year. Results in the third quarter show the gradual recovery after the complete effect of the operational halt that we saw in the second quarter. Sales in the third quarter declined by 24% year to year and amounted to 1.2 billion soles, but rose 52% compared to second quarter this year. It is worth mentioning the sales recovery through the last 3 months. Yes, as we explained EBITDA, the same happened with sales. In July, 376 million soles. In August, rose by 10% to 414. And in September, increased by 14% to 430 million soles. Gross profit shrank by 12% and amounted to 312 million soles, led by lower sales. However, gross margin reached 25.5%, a comparable margin level to previous quarters as a result of the sales mix, where product support maintained a higher share of 46%, and also favored by the FX loss recovery that we explained before, that in this third quarter impacted the margin in 1.9% or 23 million soles. In turn, operating profit went down 9% and reached to 113 million soles, impacted by gross profit reduction, even though SG&A expenses shrunk 10% to 202 million soles. Thus, operating margin recorded 9.2%, higher than the 7.7% in third quarter last year. SG&A expenses related to total sales for this third quarter was 16.6, lower than the figures of the second quarter of 22.3, showing then this positive trend that we have been explaining in lines before. Third quarter EBITDA margin reached 13.1 compared to the 10.9 in the same period 2019, led by higher gross and operating margin. EBITDA for this third quarter was 159 million soles, and fell 9% year to year, but increased 115% from the 74 million soles recorded in second quarter. Now let's move to slide 7 and review the net income during the third quarter 2020. Net profit during this third quarter boosted 73% year to year, year over year, and reached to 56 million soles, mainly explained by the FX loss that decreased, and the lower depreciation and amortization that went down 11% or 5 million soles. All of this offset partially by the EBITDA that, as we mentioned before, dropped by 9% as a result of lower sales that affected gross and operating profit, and also offset by higher income tax that increased in 7 million soles, led by higher earnings before tax during this quarter. We'll now review the commercial performance. Please turn to slide 9 to explain the behavior of main lines of business during the third quarter. When analyzing the results by business lines, almost all were affected by measures taken by the government to prevent the spread of COVID and reflect the gradual recovery during the last months. Rental and used equipment declined by 40%. Allied equipment went down 15%. Spare parts and services shrank 24%. And Caterpillar mining equipment declined 75%. It should be noted that sales of cat mining equipment and spare parts and services were affected temporarily by the measures taken by some mining companies to avoid the spread of the pandemic within their operations. The above-mentioned results were partially offset by higher sales of Caterpillar equipment for other sectors than mining that amounted to 244 million soles, and went up 37%, led by more activity in local governments and small and medium-sized contractors. These business lines represent 20% of total sales, as stated before. Because as stated before, we have started to witness a recovery since May, more deeply in spare parts and services business line and Caterpillar machines for sectors other than mining. After concluding this discussion on the commercial performance, I will turn the mic to Patricia Gastelumendi, who is here with us, and she will review the cash generation and liability managed on slide 10. Please, Patricia.
Thank you, Mariela. In relation to access to financial resources, as you know, another measure the company took was related to liquidity. The company's financial strategy relies on access to various sources of financing, local and foreign banks, Caterpillar Financial Services, and capital markets. During the critical months, Ferreycorp used all the available credit lines and financial liabilities reached to $863 million on May, which allowed us to keep an average of $200 million in cash balance for some weeks to face any reduction on income or cash flow. The company was able to generate positive operating cash flow that amounted to PEN 1.1 billion soles as of September, led by collections and the advance payment from a mining customer to prepay equipment that we delivered in the fourth quarter. These funds were used to repay debt, resulting in total debt in $538 million as of September. In this way, year-to-date cash balance reached to $104 million, and we estimate it will amount $35 million in October 2020, since we've got some grant payments to Caterpillar. Likewise, we can highlight that the strategy considers improving the average term of the debt. On July, Ferreycorp issued a $90 million private placement at an interest rate of 4.45% for 7 amortizable years with a 3-year grace period. This allows us to improve the debt maturity schedule, reducing the short-term debt to 40% of total debt, with a minimal impact in the financial cost. Average cost as of September is 3.51%. It is important to point out that through these tough conditions, free cash flow came to 572 million soles in the third quarter 2020, mainly driven by operating cash flow of 591 million soles. Leverage ratio, net debt to EBITDA, as of September, amounted to 3.19 times, below March and June figures of 3.35 and 4.05, respectively. Likewise, adjusted net debt to EBITDA ratio amounted to 3.07, within our covenant limit of 3.5 times. Financial expenses during the quarter posted a 3% reduction to 24 million soles as a result of less financial liabilities, as explained before, and in part offset by an increase in the average cost of debt during the quarter that went from 3.5% in third quarter 2019 to 3.8% in third quarter 2020. Now move to slide 12 to review the state of financial position main account. As of September 2020, total assets amounted to 5.9 billion soles and increased by 3% if compared to September 2019, but reduced from 6.2 billion soles as of June this year. The variation in total assets compared to September is explained by cash and cash equivalent that rose by 298 million soles as a part of the strategy taken by the corporation to increase liquidity. We estimate to return in the following to adequate levels. Second, inventory that rose by 18 million soles, led by machines and parts. Inventory of mining equipment amount to $87 million. And are related to deliveries scheduled from the oncoming months. As mentioned in previous calls, we've taken strict measures for inventory purchase, reflected in September figures that dropped by PEN 206 million soles compared to June and reached to 1,098.18 million soles. We expected to keep this trend in the following months, although some purchases need to be made in order to serve growing demand in certain product lines. Intangible assets, third, intangible assets that have been increasing in last 2 years due to the investment in the ERP implementation, SAP, we will refer to this when explaining our CAPEX. The cash conversion cycle compared to September last year went from 161 to 210 days as of September 2020. This result is mainly impacted by inventory days that rose from 149 to 193, affected by the delay in mining equipment deliveries, even though we received an advance payment for these machines. If we take away the effects of the mining machines that we carry in our inventory for $87 million, inventory days dropped to 160 and the cash cycle declined to 178 days. Nevertheless, collection days rose from 64 days to 76 days, but were partly offset by payable days that went from 52 to 58 days. Now let's turn to slide 13 to discuss our CAPEX. Net investment in fixed assets as of September 2020 reached to $2 million, composed mainly by the following. First, $6 million that were invested in infrastructure and work in progress, mainly for additional works in the component rebuild center in La Jolla and refurbished Ferrero's mainly warehouse facility in order to update it to the best practices on high and within corridors. -$7 million to replace units in the rental fleet and $3 million for components for mining equipment. The investment in tangible assets reached 49 million soles or $14 million, mainly related to the implementation of the SAP for HANA platform. Ferricorp should go live during the 1st September 2021. From that date, we will start to record the corresponding amortization according to the deadlines established by current regulations. Since the beginning of the project in 2016, Ferricorp has invested 227 million soles or $63 million. Closing remarks. Now I will turn to Mariela to make the closing remarks. Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia. I want to close my presentation now with some remarks. We consider that the results for the first 9 months of the year reflect the ability of the company to face and manage challenging times with the support and commitment of our employees, customers, suppliers, and shareholders. We remain optimistic about the future of the business scenario in the remainder of the year, led by the strengths of the industries we serve that show the economic recovery of the countries where we operate, supported by the strong capabilities we have built. We will continue with our strategy aimed to profitable growth and shareholder value creation, leadership in the markets where we have presence, high customer satisfaction, and positive impact in stakeholders. Thank you for your time now, and we will be ready to take your questions from the webcast. Rafael, please proceed to the Q&A session. I think we have been receiving questions and you're going to present them to us. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Mariela. This is a reminder for all participants. If you would like to ask a question, simply type your question in the box and click Submit Questions. We have some questions from the webcast, Mariela. The first one is from Sebastián Montoya from Compass Group. When do you expect to be on 100% capacity for mining and construction sectors? With the current rates of recovery, do you think you could be above your guidance of 500 million soles in EBITDA for 2020?
Thank you, Rafael, and thank you for the question and for your participation, Sebastián. We see mining has been recovering at a continuous pace, and we feel, as we mentioned in the presentation, that it should be in normal levels next year. We are also having the deliveries of the Quellaveco project for next year, or the remainder of the deliveries. Some of them were delayed with the shutdown. And in construction, we see a slower recovery, you know, even though we're seeing some activity in regional governments, and that impacts smaller and medium-sized contractors, which we're starting to serve, you know. And most of these leads that I mentioned in the live festival that we had are coming from small and mid-sized contractors that are working in the different regions of Peru. However, we feel that recovery it will continue to be a little bit slower than what we see in mining. So we are expecting that construction will continue to grow, but at this slower pace. So probably the full recovery we are going to see through the second semester next year, not before. And then regarding the question on EBITDA, we are still targeting for a 50 million average monthly EBITDA. So that will take us to the number that was exposed in the question. If we add 50 times 3 and then to what we showed in September, that will take us in the area of the 500 million as was presented in the question. Thank you.
We have some questions from Lucia Calvo from La Rain Vial. She said, good morning. Thank you very much for the call. Congratulations on the results. I have three questions. When do you expect the operations on your clients related to the mining sector and the construction sector to be operating at 100% or close to 100%? So the second question is, could you give us an update on the machines delivery for Quellaveco projects? How much was on 2019? How much will it be it for 2020, 2021, and 2022? The third one is, are the SG&A expenses savings achieved this year are temporary, or do you expect to maintain these savings? Thank you.
Thank you, Rafael. Thank you, Lucia, for your participation and for your interest. So I think we already covered the first question. Probably it was presented before we answered the previous one, no? So we explained already how we see the recovery in mining and in construction. The second one about the Quellaveco, I will ask Patricia to give the numbers. And the third one, we are working right now in our budget for next year, and our message to all our companies has been to maintain the most possible all the efforts made this year for SG&A. However, we're starting to see some growth. There are some variable expenses that, of course, will follow the growth in sales for next year, like variable payments to sales force, or like a warranty provisions that we make, or expenses related to the preparation and delivery of products. So probably we will see a slight reduction coming from variable expenses that we are aiming to keep fixed ones. So Patricia, can you explain on the deliveries for Quellaveco? So in Quellaveco we have the deal was for around 300 million soles in equipment and $300 million in equipment and $200 million in a MAR contract for the following 5 years. So what we have been delivering is in the almost 300. In fact, it was $280 million in equipment. So Patricia, if you can give us some information on what was delivered 2019, which was a small portion, what was delivered this year, and what will be delivered next year? Thank you.
Yes, as you mentioned, we have $300 million for Quellaveco from prime product. We delivered a small portion in 2019, and we had the numbers for 2020 and 2021 was more or less 120 for 2020, and for the next year we have a delivery of 100 million. But what we have to pay to get, what we have in the balance to pay to Caterpillar regarding Quellaveco is 70 million. We have in our balance sheet 70 million that we already received from Quellaveco, and we are going to pay to Caterpillar regarding these machines. So we have that, those in our inventory, and we are going to register the sales in the moment we deliver those machines to Quellaveco.
Thank you, Patricia.
It's already...
Rafael, do we have more questions?
Okay.
Yes, we have more questions. The next one comes from Ojo Tunde from Harding Loeffner. Why is the collection days worsening in the third quarter?
Yeah,
Mariela,
no,
I can answer. That collection was increased.
Yeah.
The collection was increased because mainly for the sales that were invoiced by Ferreiros, an important invoicing of Ferreiros in the last month. So we have those in our collection, and some delays of transportation and construction of one of our subsidiaries. That was an increase in days on our collection, but nothing in risk, just some delays in some subsidiaries.
Okay. We have a follow-up question from Lucia Calvo from Larraín Vial. I'm not sure if you already commented this, but how much of the improvement in the gross margin is related to effects? What would you be the gross margin in U.S. dollars?
Yeah, thank you, Lucia. I think we mentioned it before, but we can go through it again. So the FX loss this year has been for 105 million soles. And in this first 9 months, we have already recovered to the sales of inventory 43 million soles. No, the same will happen if we see the 3 month period of the last quarter. And the impact in this 9 month period is 1.4%. That will take us. That the margin without that effect will be very similar to what we had last year. So that is showing a stable gross profit and also the ability to recover the FX loss. And we still have a reserve of 64 million soles in the inventory. So if the exchange rate will remain as it is right now, and ceteris paribus, we will be recovering this in the next 3 to 4 months. If the exchange rate changes, then all the calculations will need to be re-estimated. Thank you.
We have some questions from Ethel McGowan from Capia. The first one is, the mining sector is currently operating at 90% capacity and is expected to do until we get a vaccine and control the virus. It is reasonable to expect revenues from spare parts and services at 90% or usual levels, 620, 650 million soles quarterly in the short term. That one is the first one. And the second one is, does the 2021 budget include SG&A expense reductions compared to 2000? Should we expect some of the cost cut in 2020 to become permanent? The third one is, in the third quarter, we saw an important rebound in non-mining cut sales. Could you please explain what caused it? It is temporary, or should we expect similar results in the next 6-12 months?
Thank you, Rafael, and thank you, Ethel, for the participation and your questions. So I think most of this in some way was also asked by others, so that indicates the similar concerns or desires of information from our investors here. So The first one that is related, sorry that I have the questions here, but then it moved, my screen moved. So the SG&A, no? I already mentioned that since we're expecting a recovery in sales for 2020 and a growth, no? As we mentioned before, our income has been reduced in 25 or 24%, so we're expecting similar, that we need to rebound and go back at least to 19 levels, no, for the next year. So this increase in sales will bring some increase in variable costs. We're expecting not to touch the fixed expenses, no. Then regarding the mining sector, even though they are operating 90%, we feel that we all needed to learn on how to perform operations with the COVID, with different rosters, with the different protocols. But I think they are going back to normal levels for next year. So we should go to this 100% for next year, no? And the third one that was, what was the third one here? What happened with non-mining sales, no? So what we are seeing is a lot of activity in regions out of Lima, in local governments and regional governments promoting some investments, no? On top of what we're going to see in the north part with this reconstruction done by government scheme. But apart from that, we are also seeing activity in different regions to perform investments and maintenance of infrastructure. So that is coming from there, and we expect it to continue in the following months. We don't know exactly at what level each quarter, but we are seeing a positive trend there still, no? Thank you.
We have a question from Carlos Carazas from Seminario SAP. Could you share with us the impact of specific projects to Ferricorp income EBITDA, like Jorge Chavez Airport works and North reconstruction under government-to-government scheme? What can we expect regarding leverage metrics? Do you have any guidance for full year 2020 and 2021?
Thank you, Carlos. I hadn't read your question when I was referring that we, in the answer before, that we were still seeing a low impact from this northern reconstruction in this government-to-government scheme. They are finalizing engineerings and then calling the bids for the construction companies, because the government-to-government scheme is just a governance scheme, but at the end, contractors will need to be hired and contests or bids are going to be called, so we are not seeing that yet. So in our numbers, there's no effect of the northern reconstruction. There is the number of these smaller local and regional maintenance and new infrastructure that I mentioned in the answer before, but still not in the northern reconstruction with this British participation. In the case of the airport here in Lima and Jorge Chavez, there was some activity already in our numbers, a slight one, because some construction companies could have been buying some units. What we can tell you is that we just closed a deal. Ferrero just closed a deal to rent equipment for in an 18-month contract. And in this type of contract, we start to deliver these rental units little by little. There's a portion of those 18 months where there's a full fleet and there's an initial and an ending balance, you know, of that full fleet. So we are very optimistic about our participation in that project. However, it's not showing in our numbers significantly yet, no? Regarding leverage, it is important, I think we mentioned in our press release, that our ratios will calculate with this rolling 12 concept, no? So each month that passes, we lose a good month of 2019 and we add challenging month of 2020. So that's why it's difficult to show the recovery in a fast manner. However, if we take our, instead of a rolling 12, we take a 3 months, the last 3 months and analyze it, or just September and analyze it, no, the numbers show a pretty nice a positive change. It comes down to a range of 2.5 or in between 2.5 and 3, you know, far below from what we are right now. So we are very positive about the recovery of this ratio. And guidance we're not giving at the moment, just what I mentioned before, this year was like a 25% reduction, and we expect at least to go back to 2019 levels for next year. That's everything that we have as of now.
We have another question from Lucia Calvo from La Reina Vial. Do you think it is possible to have any impairments in the inventory you have held this year that has stayed for longer in your inventory?
Patricia, okay, maybe I can answer. I can answer. Yes, Lucia, I'm here. So we analyze, or we always analyze our inventory to see that if it is an old inventory, or we don't see nothing important or any impairments. We are always analyzing our inventory. For sure, we have some provisions for that impairment, and we also return to Caterpillar the old inventory of parts. So we are not spending nothing important in that case.
Okay. We have one more question from Ojo Tunde, but I think Mariela already answered that question. He was asking, given the continued recovery, what are your preliminary growth expectations for 2020, assuming no more lockdown? I think she already...
Sorry about that. So let's see.
Okay, Mariela. No, I was saying that we have one more question from Ojo Tunde, but I think you already answered that question. His question is, given the continued recovery, what are your preliminary growth expectations for 2021, assuming no more lockdown? So at this time, I'm showing no further questions. I would like to turn the call over to Mariela for closing remarks, or Patricia.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Rafael, and everybody. For the interest of our company, I want to thank for your participating in our conference call and for your interest in Ferricorp. Thank you very much. See you in the next conference call.
The conference has now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.